Hello, family. Wow. About a week or so ago, when I was asked to come back on for a Stay Encouraged call, I thought about what I would talk about and started thinking about, what message did I want to share? But things have changed quite dramatically since I received that email last week. And I am just so thankful to be here with all of you in this moment, because I know that we are all going through a host of emotions, of thoughts, of reactions, and processing. So, what I thought I would do today is share with you one of the tools that I use with many of my clients. As Reagan mentioned, I work with a lot of women. I do a lot of women's leadership coaching. Most of my clients are women. And all of my clients, I would say, well, not all of them, most of them are women and people of color. Although I do work with some white men too. But this week, I have realized that the people that need the most covering right now are our Black leaders and our leaders who, in general, who have Black and Brown people on their team who feel impacted. So again, what I wanted to do today is share with you one of the tools that I've come up with, because I believe that in order for us to be the best leaders that we can be, and regardless of if you are leading a team or leading an organization or leading a startup or leading yourself or leading your family, like, we are all leaders in some way, shape, or form. And my philosophy is that in order to be a better leader, we must also be first a better human being. And the way that we can do that is to protect ourselves, is to have the right mindset, to have the right mindfulness tools so that we are as resilient, as whole, and as healed as possible. So I want to quickly go through a morning routine that I do each and every day. Before I get out of bed, my alarm will go off. I may or may not press snooze, and then I'll go through these five steps. And the morning routine is called claim. As in, like, claiming your day, like you having agency over the day that you have, so that you can have a great day, even despite the chaos that's going on in our country and in our world right now. So the acronym is CLAIM, and it's CLAIM, and each of those letters stands for different things. So let me go through them. The C is for clear your mind. The C is really about getting centered. So my alarm goes off. I first just take a few deep breaths and I listen to my breath go in and out. I may put on some meditation music. I may put on some one of my meditation apps, like Insight Timer or Calm. And I really use that time to come back into my body after being asleep. The L is for lift your energy, or lift your vibration. So what we know to be true is that we can make things happen when we are in a positive frame of mind. So in this step, it's really about tapping into the emotions, those higher level of emotions, higher levels of emotions like love, joy, happiness, excitement. And the way I do that is I think about some of the things that just make me laugh or bring me a lot of joy. So I think about my daughter laughing, or my wedding day, or really tapping into that feeling of excitement, joy, love, laughter. Then I go to A. A is about, there are two words on A. So there, it's appreciation and affirmation. So with appreciating, what we also know to be true is that gratitude is a very powerful tool. So you can't be mad and grateful at the same time. So after you've already, lifted your energy, you're feeling good, now let's just think about something that you're really thankful for and give gratitude for the things that are, great and small in your life that you're really appreciative of. And then affirmation. So affirm is really not the, the post-it notes to say, I'm great, I'm strong, I'm happy. Those are good. Those are fine. Those are, you know, if they work for you, fantastic. But it's really about affirming the gifts that you have been given. I believe that each and every one of us are here on this earth for a reason. We have purpose in our lives. That's why we're here. So it's affirming the strengths that you have, the gifts that you have, the experiences that you've had that nobody else has had, affirming the reasons why you are on this planet. Then the I is about setting intentions. The way I do that is I think about, how do I want to feel at the end of the day? When my head is about to hit that pillow at the end of the day, what do I want to be grateful for? What do I have planned for the day? And when I think about each of those things, this morning I thought, okay, I have this Stay Encouraged call. How do I want the people on the call to feel at the end of that? How do I want to feel about what I shared with them? I have a 2.5 hour session with some clients with like 60 people later today. How do I want to feel about what I shared at the end of that? So I go through all of those things and the optimal outcome for each of the things that I have planned. But generally speaking, how do I want to feel at the end of the day? Do I want to feel tired and anxious and depressed? Or do I want to feel great, thankful, happy about the day that I just had? And then finally with M, M is about making it happen. Go ahead and manifest. Like, you've already set it out. You've already outlined it. You've already gotten in the right mind space and the head space to have a great day. Great day. So now just go make it happen. So I hope those five letters have inspired you in some way. And also, if you want to get a guided meditation for this, you can feel free. I actually have this on my website at beyondthebusinesssuit.com. It's free. You can put claim meditation in the search bar, and there'll be like a 7-minute meditation to follow you through those steps. So keep your head up, everybody, stay encouraged, and we will make it through this on the other side.